Good morning, everybody. Shavuot Tov. Welcome back to our weekly shiur with the Summer Virtual Base Medrash. Today is the last shiur. Today is my last shiur in this series. So first of all, I want to thank you all for joining me every single week, taking time to begin your week with learning Torah. I want to thank Rav Shai Schachter and the team at the Young Israel of Woodmere for all of their hard work in putting this wonderful series together. I also want to thank my parents, Shayichu, for sponsoring my shiur series this summer. I want to thank the Ribon Sha'olam for all of the above. So as Rosh Chodesh Elul is next week, and this coming Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim, I was wondering what message to leave you with after our 6 weeks of learning together, insights and lessons from Torah Sarav. Every one of the past weeks, we have chosen a different piece from a different sefer, focusing on teachings and insights of Rav Soloveitchik. And given the Inyani Dioma that are upon us, and that this coming Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, final month of the year, the month of introspection, the month of Teshuva, the month of Cheshvan HaNefesh, the month when we look back on the past year, and we see what we have changed, what we have improved, what we still need to work on. The whole theme, of course, of Elul and the Yamim Noraim is the theme of Teshuva. These 40 days from Aleph Elul through Yom Kippur are the third set of 40 days. And Moshe ascended up to the top of Har Sinai, Mayim Losha Sisi, not in that order, Lechem Lo Achalti, Mayim Losha Sisi. And the last set of 40 days were Beratzon. We just read about it actually in Parshas HaShavuah. And Salachti Kidvarecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, on Yom Kippur, he gave Moshe the second Luchos. And it's a time of Slicha and Mechila. It's a time of Teshuva and Kapara. It's a time when we examine our deeds and we come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so I chose, with Rosh Chodesh Elul upon us, that this should be our final focus and this final shiur of this 6 week series. So I will begin to screen share. Okay, can you see this? Because last week I was screen sharing by mistake. Yeah, you're not one of the people that could see. No, yes, you could see. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So we will begin. Oh, I see I made a typo here in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. 1 second. Okay, we will begin in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. I did the whole thing wrong. We'll begin in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam teaches in Hilchus Teshuvah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, which you see on my screen here. I'm going to read it and translate it, but if you would like to follow along in the Lashon of the Rambam, here you go. Va'al yadama adam ba'al teshuvah shohu meruchak mimalais hatzadikim. A person should not think when he is a repentant, when he is a chozer b'tshuvah, when he is a ba'al teshuvah, we should all be halavai, ba'alei teshuvah. It should not be apparent to him, it should not appear in his eyes, the person who is a ba'al teshuvah, that he is far away from the levels of the righteous. B'pnei ha'avonos v'hachata'osha. So sometimes a person, all of us perhaps, our Yetzer Hara makes us feel when we sin, when we have avonos, when we are chotim, that we are so far away from the level of the righteous. And we look at a righteous person and we think, I can never be like that righteous person. Look how lowly I am. Look how sinful I am. Look how prone I am to giving in to the voice of my Yetzer Hara. No, says the Rambam, that's not correct. It should not appear in your eyes, the Baal Teshuvah. And we should all be Baalei Teshuvah. Should not think of himself that he is far away from the level of the righteous just because of his sins, his failings. Rav Soloveitchik says elsewhere, not in the piece we're going to examine today, Bachet Chatasi, says the Rav, does not mean I sinned, it means I failed. It means I failed, and a person should not think that they are far away from the Midas HaTzadikim. You too can be on the level of the righteous. Ein Hadavar Kein, that's not correct. You are not far away from the righteous. Ella, what are you? Ahuv V'nechmad Hu Lifnei Habore. You are beloved, you are dear before the Ribon Sholem. Excuse me. It's as if you never sinned at all. So the Misapra Lashon Hara, or the one who skipped his tfilos, or the one who, I don't know, rushed his benching, or did not give his appropriate tzedakah, any of the blanks, fill in all of the mistakes, the errors, the failings that we have in life, and we don't live up to what halacha, Torah, mitzvahs demands of us. A person should not think they are on a lowly level. That's not true. Once you are a chozer b'teshuvah, you are beloved, you are endeared, you are precious before the Creator. As if you never sinned at all. Such is the power of teshuva. Al pi teva, there shouldn't be such a thing. By nature, it's not normal that the Ribbono Shel Olam erases the past. It doesn't make sense. We cannot erase the past, but God, the all infinite, all powerful, omnipotent Almighty, can actually change the past. And now you are beloved and loved as if you never sinned. As if you never sinned. Now, this is, of course, once you're a chozer b'teshuvah. Velo, oh, not only that, ala shascharo harbeit. The person's reward for being a chozer b'teshuvah is so great. Shaharei ta'am hachit. Because why? Because you tasted sin. That person knows how good the cheeseburger is. He knows how good the shrimp is. He knows how good the lobster is dipped in butter sauce. And he tasted, in those cases, literally, ta'am hachet. He tasted the taste of sin. Uferash mimenu v'kavash yitzro. We just read yesterday in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ezohu Gibor, hakovesh yitzro. Who is the mighty warrior? He who conquers his inclination. So the sinner actually is on such a high level because he tasted the taste of sin, whether proverbially or literally. And he separated from that sin. And he conquered his inclination. Amru Chachamim. And therefore the sages say, and you've heard this Ma'amar Chazal, it's very famous, Malkum Shabali Teshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yoch, I can't do the whole thing, but Malkum Shabali Teshuva Omdim, in a place where the repentant stand, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholin La'amor, but the completely righteous cannot stand in that place. So he who tasted the taste of sin, I don't know how good a cheeseburger is. I don't know how good shrimp is. I don't know how good lobster and butter sauce is. I don't even have a taiva to eat it. It's not a maila that I overcame a taiva. I don't get schar for not eating lobster because I have no taiva. I have no desire, but he who desires it, he who tasted it, he who wants it, he who knows how good it is, and separates from it by being kovashes yetzer, by conquering his inclination. So he stands in a place where someone who never even ate it and has no taiva for it cannot stand. Klomar, meaning to say, ma'alasim gedola, ma'ailas elu shalo chatu. Their level, the chozer b'teshuvah's level, is greater than the level of those who never sinned me'olam in that area forever. Mipnei shehin kovshim yitzrom yoser mehem. This is what I just explained to you with the example of the lobster with butter sauce. Because they are conquering their inclination, their avoda is much harder to keep the mitzvah of refraining from ma'achalos asuros. They are conquering their inclination much more than someone like me. And I'm just using this is one example, but there are many, many instances of different kinds of sin. Someone who never tasted that sin, who has no taiva for that sin, is on a lower level than someone who knows how good the sin might taste, how much pleasure it brings in Olam Hazah, who chooses to refrain because he is Kovesh's Yetzer, and he stands in a higher place. The Makom Shabali Teshuva Omdim, you've heard this Ma'amar Chazal, the place where the chozer b'teshuvah, the repentant stands, the completely righteous cannot stand. And we just used a mashal based on eating not kosher food to explain this piece of the Rambam. The Rambam then says, I'm still in Hilchos Teshuvah, Parak Zayin, Halacha Vav, Gedola Teshuvah, how great is Teshuvah? Shemikareves es ha'adam l'shechina. What is the ultimate benefit of doing Teshuvah? It brings a person close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shanama, like the Pasuk says in Hosea, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Repent Israel, return Israel. Until Hashem your God, unto Hashem your God. V'nama, and the Pasuk says in Amos, V'lo shaptam adaynu Hashem, you have not returned to me, says God. So repentance is returning unto God. V'nama, like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Im tashuv Yisrael nu Hashem elai tashuv. If you're going to repent Israel, you will be repenting and returning to me. So the point of teshuvah is not only to keep the mitzvos as they are brought down in the Torah and Halacha, but it is all the more so to come back into a close embrace between us and God. Klomar, as if to say, Im tachzor b'teshuvah b'tidbak. If you will return with teshuvah, with repentance, you'll be zocha to cling to God. Tidbak, lidvok. And it reminded me of the pasuk, and Sefer Devarim, this footnote is my own, it's not the footnote of the Rambam, but it reminds me what the Rambam just said, that the end goal of Teshuvah is to once again be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is the impetus for today's shir on the piece we are about to examine of Rav Soloveitchik. To be close to Hashem. Both be tidbak, Hashem says, you will cling to me. And it reminds me of the pasuk that we read actually a couple of weeks ago. This is Parshas Vaschonon last week in Devarim Perek Dal, Pasuk Dal, Va'atem, and as for you, Hadveikim, here we have the word, those who cling, Ba'Hashem Elokeichem, to Hashem your God, Chayim Kulcham Hayom. The only true life comes from a life of clinging to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Life is not all the inanities that society worships. Life is not the gashmis things we run after, haval, havalim, hakol, havel, that bring us ultimately no nachas ruach, and certainly nothing in the eternal world of truth. Life is when we cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And clinging to the Ribbono Shel Olam only happens when we return unto God. Kwamar im tachzor b'teshuva b'tidbak. So the Rambam writes all these psukim proof that if you return with teshuva, with repentance, with return, with repair, the reward is you will cling to God, which is what Moshe tells us in Ve'ez Chanan. You who cling to God, dveikim, you are alive today. Ha teshuva mekarevas es harechokim. The Rambam writes that teshuva brings close those who are far from the Ribono Shel Olam. Emesh. It happens to be that yesterday this man was despised, he was hated, he was detestable before God. Sanui. Mishukatz u'miruchak v'to'eva. Very strong lashon of the Rambam. Yesterday he was a sinner. He was hated before God. He was mishukatz. It was an abomination. U'miruchak, he was far away. V'to'eva, another word for an abomination. Mishukatz is the word that's used to describe not kosher, insect. He was someone who was abominable, far away, despised before God because of sin. The Torah says, Lo seleich v'chil b'mecha, and I was a gossipmonger. The Torah says, Mechal lon mos yumos, and that person was Mechal Shabbos. Well, that person was in a very detestable place. Vahayom, but today, once he's a chozer b'tshuva, hu ahuv v'nechmar karov v'yadi. Look at this. He is beloved. He is charming. He is precious. He is close. He is the beloved of the Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam has the power, the kol yachol, to mamish change teva. It's as if you never sinned. Not only are you detestable, the Ribono Shel Olam does not bear grudges. Not only are you far away, not only are you an abomination, you are beloved. You are endeared, you are close, you are a friend of Hashem. And so you find with the same language that Hashem pushes away, that the sinners are far away, this is how he brings close the repentant, whether it is an individual, whether it is the community. Like the Pasuk says in Hosea, and it will be in the place where it was said to the Bnei Yisrael, Lo ami atem, you are not my nation. Ye'emar lahem, it will say, Bnei kelchai. When we were once not God's nation because of sin, we are now the sons of the living God. So we have begun with these two halachos in Hilchos Teshuvah. And let us go to Rav Soloveitchik. This is from the Sefer of Soloveitchik on repentance. So the Rav says, No questions? Okay. Rav Soloveitchik says, Maimonides, the Rambam, considers repentance as a form of service of the heart, which is very interesting because in yesterday's parsha, in Parshas Ekev, V'hayim shemo tushmu al mitzvosa asher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayim, la'haves Hashem elkechem ula avda b'chol avavchem, it is Devarim 11:13, Perek Yir Aleph, Pasuk Yir Gimel. And what does it mean, ula avda b'chol avavchem, to serve God with all your heart? Rashi says, quoting Tainis 2a, Ezehi avodah shehi b'lev haveyom, erzohi tefila. Prayer is service of the heart. Rav Soloveitchik says here, based on the Rambam, there's something else that's service of the heart. Not only prayer, which is one component of teshuva, but repentance is service of the heart. Which means that when we go through the stages of teshuvah, charata, we regret the sin. Aziva sachei, we leave the sin. Kabbalah ala asid, we resolve never to do it again. Vidui, confession, it can't be only lip service, it can't only be action, it can't only be chovas ha'evarim, but it must be chovas ha'levavos. It is duty of the heart, repentance. It is a precept whose essence, also this is what I just explained to you outside, is not in the performance of certain acts or deeds. It's not only my actions, it's not only my maisim, it's not only chovas ha'evarim that indicate true teshuva. It is a process that at times extends, over a whole lifetime. Teshuva is a process that at times extends over a whole lifetime. This should be chizak. For any of you like me, who finds they are continuously working on some of the same inyanim, in the same battles with your Yetzer Hara. That's normal, because you're a basar v'dam, you're a person of flesh and blood. I'm not insulting you, it's a compliment. And if you find you're constantly working on the same inyanim to repent and repair and return unto God, that's correct. Because teshuva at time extends over a whole lifetime. You might spend your whole life working. And this process begins with remorse, charata. There are halachic stages of teshuva brought down by the Rambam. I just delineated them before. We could actually go through them in Hilchos Teshuva, but for a total lack of time today, we cannot. It's a process that begins with remorse, charata, with a sense of guilt. Ashamnu. How could I have done that? How could I talk of sinned? What does Yosef HaTzadik say when Ashes Potiphar tries to seduce him? Bereishis Perek Lamed Tes. He doesn't say, I'm going to lose my job. He doesn't say, the Sahar Tabach and Potiphar, according to Uncas, the chief executioner, might go off with my head and put me in the guillotine. He doesn't say, I'm going to ruin my reputation. He says, V'chatasi l'alokim kol yamim. Ech asa hara ha'gdol azos. V'chatasi l'alokim. Yosef HaTzadik says, how could I be with you, Mrs. Potiphar? You temptress, you seductress. It will be a sin to God. So we have to become increasingly aware that there is no purpose to this life, a life of sin. And sometimes we feel that sin makes us feel a feeling of isolation. You feel alone, you feel down on yourself, you feel distant from Hashem, and that induces a feeling of isolation. You might feel lost and adrift in a vacuum. You might feel a sense of spiritual bankruptcy. Their eyes were open and they knew that they were naked. They knew they were naked. Adam and Isha were naked before they ate from the Eitz HaDaas. There was no clothing in the beginning in Gan Eden. They were naked before. So what does it mean? Their eyes were open. They knew they were naked. Of course they were naked. There was no J. Crew. There was no Lord and Taylor. There was no knitting. There was no sewing. Of course they were naked. Now they know they're naked. So Rashi says, Paragimel, Bereishis, they're naked of mitzvos. They had one mitzvah. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. Pri Eitz Hadas Asher B'toch Hagan Lo Sochu Mibenu. They had one command and they dropped the ball. So sin gives us a feeling of spiritual bankruptcy. We feel naked. We feel lost. We feel adrift. We feel isolated. Isolated from who? Isolated from God. We feel a sense of spiritual bankruptcy. There's a negative balance in my account. I'm naked from mitzvos. And like me, you might sometimes feel frustration and failure. How piercing is this piece of the Rav Zatzal? How astute are these words to the feelings of human beings? He can't only be talking to Michal Aretz. I can't imagine I'm the only one who relates to this. And sometimes sin makes you feel frustrated. How could I have done that? How could I have said that? How could I have thought that? How could I have acted? I try so hard. Chatasi, Rav Salvechik says elsewhere, chet doesn't mean I sinned. Chet means I failed. And the road one travels, the road of teshuva is very long. It's a long road until the goal of repentance is actually achieved. And so, says Rav Salavitch, again, this is Salavitch on repentance by Pali, P-E-L-I, it's the compiler of the Sefer. Repentance is not a function of a single decisive act. It's not like one act and now I'm a repentant. One thing I do my whole life and now I'm a chazer b'tshuva. That's not how it works. Remember, he says up here, it's a whole lifetime. It's a process of a lifetime. Repentance grows and gains in size slowly and gradually until the penitent, the chozer b'tshuva, undergoes a complete metamorphosis. He becomes a new person. Taught last week in my parasha shirim, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva that the repentant has a new name. He gets a new name. Mishana Shmo. Klomar Eini Oso Ha'ish Sha'osa Oso Amasim. He gets a new name as if to say, writes Maimonides, the Rambam, I'm a new person. I'm not the person who did those deeds. You become a new person. And then repentance takes place. But we have to be patient. Sometimes this occurs over a whole lifetime. It takes a whole lifetime. A whole process of time to lift ourselves out of a sense of spiritual bankruptcy, to remove ourselves from frustration and failure. And this is a long road. And only then does repentance take place. And what is the concluding act of repentance? Confession, vidui. Charata, regret, azivas hachet, leaving the sin, kabbalah al ha'asid or kabbalah al ha'atid, resolve never to do this again. The future and the Rambam goes through what each of these mean. And finally, vidui. Mitzvos bein adam lachavero. There's an added component, which is asking mechila. Confession. Ashamnu, baganu, gazalnu, dibarnu dofi, havinu, virashanu, zanu, chamasnu, tefalnu, sheker. Achet shechatanu lefenecha belashan, Hara, chait shachatan lefenecha besinis chinim. Chait shachatan lefenecha bezilzo horum morim. Chait shachatan lefenecha begilu arayis, b'maso v'matan. Al kulam al hawaii slicho, slach lanu. Sorry. Mechal lanu, kapar lanu. Confession is the climax of repentance. What is the meaning of the combination of the words? Achet shechatanu lefanecha. Lefanecha, before thee. The sin occurs before you. It's not just achet shechatanu. Shechatanu lefanecha. What does it mean, before thee? In order to understand this expression, the text of the confession should be read as if. So what's the translation of lefanecha? Achet shechatanu. For the failure I failed before you. For the sin I've sinned before you. It means to say, what does lefanecha mean? I have sinned. I have acted perversely. I have transgressed while standing, God, before thee. For Judaism, views man as standing before God always. It does not accept the division between the two worlds. Sometimes you're before God, and sometimes you flee from God. God's taking a walk in the garden. Rusal Vejik has such a beautiful piece on that. We need another 6 weeks on insights and lessons from Torah Sarav. Ayaka, where are you, Adam? Oh, you know, as Kocho Shamati began, I heard you in the garden and I was afraid, so I hid. As if, kaviyacho, man could hide from God. Rav Salvechik says there's no division. Sometimes you're before God and sometimes you can flee from God. You think you could hide from me, Adam? You think you can make an alei te'ena and hide and cover up your sin? Did you perchance eat from the fruit of the tree that I told you not to eat from? You think you could hide from me? Man, says the Rav, is always standing before God. Always. Whether you're in the study hall, the Beis Medrash, the office, the synagogue, or the bedroom. Man is before God if he's in the Beis Medrash, if he's at work, if he's in shul, Beis Knesset, or if he's in the Chader Chaderim, of his more private quarters. There God can be found. At all times, wherever he may be, man is standing before. You're always before Hashem. It reminds me of the Pasuk from Tehillim, Kapitel Tas Zayin Pasuches. I put on my footnote. If you can see my footnote, I know the font's a little smaller. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid Ki Mini Bal Emot. I have placed God before me Tamid. And for those of you who learn with me regularly, I don't know if Susie Tachman is on this call, but I know she's answering. Tamid means always and consistent. My brother taught me that. Tamid does not only mean always. Tamid means always and consistent, like the Ner Tamid, like the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid wasn't brought every minute of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it was consistently brought every day, morning and afternoon. I have placed God, says King David, before me Tamid. He is at my right side. I shall not falter. Tamid means that an Eved Hashem lives with the awareness that God is always before me and consistently before me. And if I am consistently in the presence of God, and I'm in the presence of God, whether I'm in the Beis Knesset, the Beis Medrash, or in the office. And if God is consistently before me, Tamid, then I am before the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Beis Knesset, or in my bedroom. Man is always standing before Hashem. And so when man sins, he creates a distance between himself and God. That's sin. Merachok. To sin means ultimately to remove oneself from the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the greatest tragedy. And that's what happened to Adam and Isha. They were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Salvechik says they heard the voice of God leaving the garden. Because God cannot be in the presence of sin. So when I sin, I remove myself from the presence of the Master of the Universe. Before I was standing before you, Hashem. And sin came, and now I am estranged from before you. And I no longer feel that I am lifnei Hashem. And therefore the whole precept of repentance is, and the italics are my own. What's the whole precept of repentance? Longing, yearning, pining to return, to once again being before you, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's true I want to leave the sin. It's true I want to be a better person. It's true I want to be mesakim amidos. It's true I want to keep halacha better. It's true I want to listen to the mitzvos better. But ultimately, I want to come back to you, Hashem. I long, I yearn, I pine to be before you once again. Longing develops if you lose something precious. Me rachok Hashem nirali, pasuk from Yirmiyahu. From afar, the Lord appeared to me. Sin pushes man away, far away. And sin, ironically, stimulates longing to return. Sin serves a purpose, or I should say the feeling of guilt, charata, serves a purpose in that it stimulates my longing to return to God. And when man comes to the point of confession, when you clap your chest, and when you bend over, and when you feel broken from sin, you must say, I have sinned. I have acted perversely. I have transgressed before thee. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha. Free me, God, from the tangling web of my sin. And allow me to return and stand before thee. Restore me to what I was before. The Baal Shem Tov has such a beautiful pshat, since I'm weaving into today's shir much of the first sin from Perek Gimel, a Bereishis. Baal Shem Tov has such a beautiful pshat. And the Sefer Bereishis, Perek Gimel, right at the end, okay, we have woven the sin of Adam and Isha, and you see how much the first sin is the prototype of all future sins. They're finally kicked out of the Garden of Eden. I'm going to tell you something beautiful. Such a beautiful vort. Wow. So the last pasuk of Perek Gimel, can you see my screen? Could you see the pasukim? Yeah, thank you. Vayigaresh asa Adam, because sin means that man is far from God. Man was chased out. Vayashkin mikedem legan Edom esa kruvim. And God put, only other time we see the kruvim besides from the Mishkan, one of my favorite topics to learn about and teach, is by Gan Eden. There are kruvim stationed to guard the entrance to Gan Eden. Man shall not come back. Sin is distance from God. But God puts lahat hacherev hamis hapechas lishmar esderech etachayim, the flaming revolving sword, and the kruvim to guard the entrance back. So the Baal Shem Tov says, why is the sword revolving? It revolves because between the revolving, man can slip back in. Think of a revolving door, which I don't think they had in the time of the Baal Shem Tov. You can slip in. There's times when you can't, it's blocked. And there's times when you can get back in. And that's why the Lahat HaCharev HaMis HaPeches was guarding the entrance to Gan Eden. Because ultimately Hashem wants us to slip back in. He wants us to come back. What's the key to coming back? Teshuvah. This is what Maimonides wrote, says the Rav Salvechik, in Laws of Repentance. We began the shir going through this. How powerful is repentance? It brings man closer to the presence of God. We already went through this piece of the Rambam inside. Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Cleave to me. Repentance brings close those who have strayed afar. One day man is despised, abhorred, loathed, and cast far away. The next day, writes the Rambam, he is loved and desired and close at hand, a friend. And therefore, last paragraph in our last minute and a half, the very term repentance, teshuvah, means return. Ani shava habaita, ani ashuv habaita, I will return home. Signifies that this is so. Repentance is not remorse. Repentance is not acknowledgement. Repentance does not depend upon depression or a sense of despair, and that's very important. But sometimes a sense of yeush, depression, despair sets in. I can't do it. I've been a sinner my whole life. I'll continue to be a sinner. Do not allow a sense of depression or despair to set in. That's not repentance. Repentance is return. Repentance is restoration. To whom do we return? According to the prophet, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, from Hosea. And Hashem himself declared, a pasuk from Zechariah, Shuva Eli. Repentance is once again coming close to God. Lahat Charev HaMisapechas. There is a way to get back in, to be in the embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Return to me, says Hashem, the God of hosts. Va'ashuv aleichem, amida k'neged amida. If you return to me, I will return to you. And the sages found a homiletic reference to the 10 days of penitence, Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And the oft-quoted verse, Dirshu Hashem b'hi manso, seek Hashem where he can be found. During this 40 days from Aleph Elul through Yom Kippurim, Yom Tishrei, Ribbono Shel Olam is so close. He's waiting. We have to move past our feeling of isolation, past the feeling of dejection, past the feeling of hopelessness, of despair, of depression. No, says the Rav. We have to move to a place of restoration. Seek the Lord where he may be found. Karahu. Kira'ahu. Call out to him. Biyoso karav. Where he is close. And therefore, the Rambam correctly emphasized that repentance is lifnei Hashem. Achei chachatanu lefanecha. I'm always before you, God. But bring me back to a place of closeness. Atem hadveikim. Ba'ashem elokeichem. Chayim kulcham hayam. Yesh schar lepula teich. Yesh tikva la'achari teich. No matter how many times we tried, no matter what decade of life we're in, no matter how we feel about the past, we cannot change it. We cannot slip back past the revolving sword and return. Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokech. I thank you all very, very much for spending your Sunday mornings with me. It has been a true chus in sharing this Torah, this 6-week series with you. I wish you a chodesh al tov. Abasuras Tovos, Yamal Hashem, Kol Mishlas Libchem, Letova. I thank my parents and my in-laws for joining every week. I thank the youngest of Vudmir, Rav Shai Shechter. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov, Abasuras Tovos.